This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Troy Ball, the CEO and co-founder of Brainy. The company makes the patent-pending supplement family of Brainy products, and the formulation was created with only natural products and is FDA registered. And Troy, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Brainy. So tell us, for starters, explain what Brainy is and how it is unique in the brain supplement space to kick things off today.
Sure thing. You know, Brainy has been a labor of love over about 5 years, and it is created with only 3 ingredients. 2 of those ingredients are not found in any other brain supplements combined. So they're exclusive to Brainy. And the thing that's very unusual about Brainy is that we have done clinical studies on Brainy and found statistical results, which means that Brainy actually really works, which is uncommon in the brain supplement space.
Now, I'd be curious, have you done clinical trials on the Brainy formulation? And if so, where did you do them? And what were the results within the clinical trials?
Yes, we've done 2 clinical studies at the University of North Carolina in Asheville. And basically what we did is we enrolled participants, or the university did, and they did baseline cognitive testing on these folks. So they looked at things like executive function, cognitive flexibility, processing speed, reaction time, psychomotor speed. They got a baseline score, and then they put part of the people on placebos, part of the people on the active Brainy formulation, and those people took the product for 30 days, and then they were retested on the same neurocognitive type of test. It's done by CNS Vital Signs, a big 25-year-old neurocognitive testing company. And we found that Brainy actually is statistically significant in benefiting people with executive function in particular. And executive function is like the command and control center of your brain. So when you improve executive function skills, you've improved your brain overall. And it allows you to basically multitask with speed and accuracy. So you could be doing this activity and that activity with different sets of instructions and switching between them without making mistakes and being fast at it. So it involves memory, because you have to remember the sets of instructions that you're following, right, and switching between. It's a real major finding. Someone else wrote a paper about it, and they said executive function is like air traffic control center for the brain. And it's very significant to be able to improve executive function abilities.
Some great detailed information right there, and I'm sure you've excited some of the listeners tuning in already. Now, can our brains age backwards, or can performance simply improve? Could you share an example of how that would work?
Sure. What we have found in our studies with Brainy is that a person can take a baseline cognitive test, right? This is an online test done on your computer. And a person who's having some memory problems, let's say, where their test scores are really low, they might test in the 30s, which would be really at the bottom of the chart, right? We have seen people who have in 90 days now are testing in the 90s, which is normal for their age group. That's like a 56-point shift, something like that, in 90 days, which is 3 standard deviations. Basically, this means that the person originally were testing like they were in their 80s, and in 90 days, they're now testing at their age level, which was 58. So that's just like letting your brain age backwards, becoming younger, performing like it should perform for your age. And some people actually improve their brain performance. So they perform higher than their age group on average performs. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. And again, this ought to excite quite a few of the listeners tuning in today. Who wouldn't want to have more memory and more cognitive function? There's no doubt about that. Today we are with Troy Ball, the CEO and co-founder of Brainy, that makes the patent-pending supplement family of Brainy products. The formulation, by the way, was created with only natural products and is FDA registered, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Brain Health and Supplement Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, you offer an optional brain test at no charge for each customer. Can you explain how that would work and why you offer that? And what do the results of these tests show?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. This is a real point of differentiation about Brainy. It was very important to me as a mother of some special needs children that our customers be able to validate that the product actually works for them. And I could go into that. You've probably taken supplements in the past and you're just not sure if this is something that's working. And we didn't want that to happen. So when an individual buys their first bottle of Brainy, when they check out, they can check a box and say they would like to take the Brainy 30-Day Challenge. And if they do that, they will receive an email that will have a test link in it, and they just go to open the test link, take their online test on their home computer, and they will receive a report after that first test that gives them their scores in six categories, which are the things I mentioned earlier: executive function, cognitive flexibility, reaction time, processing speed. These are normal categories that people test when they're worried about brain health. And so they'll get this opportunity to take the first test. Their product will come in the mail. They'll take their product for the 30 days, and then they'll get an email about a week ahead of taking their second test, reminding them that it's almost time for them to take their second test. They'll be able to take it. Then they will receive an email. This is all confidential, back to them, that will show their improvements in all these different categories while taking Brainy. And for me, as a mother and a person who spent a fortune on brain supplements over time, it makes me feel really good to know that our customers will actually get a clear picture of whether this product is great for them, whether they've improved in six categories or in three categories. You know, it just gives me confidence to help them know that this product is good for them and that it's worth making the investment in their brains. So that's what the 30-Day Challenge is all about, and I encourage everyone to take that test. If they're going to buy Brainy, they should definitely participate and learn about how they've improved their brain performance.
And I'd say that's quite a bonus right there, and that is a no-brainer, no pun intended there, to take advantage of that. Now, can you please explain the impact of Brainy on cognitive function, focus, and memory? Most people don't realize that these areas are also part of our executive functioning. And how can using a supplement like Brainy impact them, and why it is so important to take it consistently?
Mm-hmm. You know, our ability to focus is sort of critical to our everything we do in our lives, right? I mean, we are more efficient when we can focus better. And if you can take a test and you know that your executive function is improved, or your processing speed, your ability to think things through and be quicker has improved, then your focus is better, right? Your performance is better. And Brainy is all about improving the quality of someone's life, getting their brain to perform on age, on what's normal for your age or above. That's our goal, because we don't want to see that curve really sloping down over time as we age, because that's naturally what will happen. You know, we all start to perform a little slower over time. But with Brainy, you can basically spur your brain to perform at a higher level than what it currently performs at. And that's immensely important as we're aging and feeling confident in our ourselves and in our lives and our ability to be able to interact and be there with our families or participate in our work lives. So that's what Brainy is all about. We're here to help people live better lives.
Well, I'd say that's the perfect place to start with our brain health, and really do appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us on behalf of Brainy. Where can listeners shop around and also get more information on Brainy and the products?
Yes, of course, Brainy.com would be the easy place to go, and there's some videos there that explain a lot about the science of Brainy and about the ingredients involved in Brainy that are FDA approved, like you said. And so I'd welcome anyone to please come to the Brainy website. For questions, please send any questions to support@brainy.com, and we will get right back to you. And once again, please think about taking the 30-day challenge. Prove to yourself if you can enhance your brain's performance. And I think you'll be really surprised and feel good. It's so wonderful to have that confidence in yourself that you don't need to be worried about your brain performance.
And I couldn't agree more. Again, listeners, it is brainy.com. Troy, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And by the way, it is spelled B-R-A-I-N-I if you go to the website. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Troy Ball, the CEO and co-founder of Brainy, that makes the patent-pending supplement family of Brainy products. The formulation was created with only natural products and is FDA registered. And for all the details, simply visit Brainy.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.